Housing is never very far from the headlines, and today's papers are no exception. The Irish Independent reports on the latest CSO figures, which show that house prices are rising 11 times faster than wages, with an average value of a house now at €370,000. The Examiner quotes one mortgage advisor saying, "Home ownership is now a pipe dream for many people." He says all eyes will be on the government's autumn housing plan, which aims to speed up delivery. Although another expert in the Examiner says that even with unprecedented measures, it'll be a couple of years before we see major change. But, she says, we must start. The same report appears in the Mail, which carries another money story, this time about taxes and banks. Ireland's two biggest banks will avoid paying full corporation tax until 2029, despite, the Mail says, making bumper profits. Sinn Féin says the banks are avoiding tax on an industrial scale because of government policy. Sinn Féin's own policy is under attack in the Irish News by columnist Newton Emerson. He's writing about politicians in the north failing to face down cranks, specifically with regard to 5G mobile phone masts, he says. There have been a series of fires at 5G masts in Belfast, apparently by people who believe they caused the coronavirus. Sinn Féin has condemned these fires, but Newton Emerson says in the south, the party campaigned against 5G masts on health grounds before changing its policy. Still on technology, a couple of papers have pieces on drones. The Mail covers that story about drones in Dundrum in Dublin, which you may have heard about earlier in the programme, while Lara Marlow reports on their use in the war in Ukraine. She interviews a devout Christian who makes drones for the battlefield. She asks him about the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." He replies that he makes his weapons not to kill, but to protect. He says, stopping Russians from killing Ukrainians is an act of love. Although he does say, "I hope this technology will have a better application than killing people." There are a couple of health stories in the papers today. The Mail front page carries a warning to parents and guardians that so-called laughing gas used by people to get high is being marketed at children by being sold with fruit flavours. While The Independent carries a piece for those later in life, women dealing with menopause. The paper says that hormone testing is expensive and of limited use. There's been a sharp rise in commercially available tests for levels of estrogen, progesterone and testosterone in women, but one specialist The Independent spoke to said there's no scientific evidence that the levels of these hormones is connected to symptoms of menopause or perimenopause. The Micah Block controversy is back in the news, with the Irish Times reporting that 5 years after the defective block scheme was launched, a tiny amount of homeowners have had remediation work done. Out of almost 3,000 applications, work has been done on just over 200 homes. And there are two environment stories in the papers today, one macro and one micro. The Independent says that there's evidence that the loss of ice in the Antarctic is rapid, interacting and sometimes self-perpetuating. This, scientists say, could be a tipping point for the global climate. The micro-environmental story relates to dog fouling. The Times reports that last year the number of fines for dog fouling was 48, with 14 of the 31 local authorities issuing no fines at all for dog fouling last year. The story comes from a survey by Vision Ireland, whose members are affected by dog waste in public spaces. One said, "Dog fouling gets all over my cane and I don't realise it. If I'm folding my cane, it gets on my hands and is embarrassing and disgusting."
And unfair as well.